Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Hi and welcome to Freedom of Species, where the show that brings animal advocacy to the airwaves of 3CR Community Radio. Before us, you heard Sally with Out of the Pan covering a news roundup on Zoran Mamdani, the Queensland Puberty Blockers Gender Reveal Gala and Equality Project. If you missed that show, you can check it out via the 3CR website, 3cr.org.au, or subscribe to Out of the Pan on your favourite podcast app. Out of the Pan airs 12 till 1 every Sunday, so you can catch it live as well. And Sally finished up with the song Pride by Jonah. On the show today, we're going to be covering the Animal Liberation Film Festival, which is coming up very soon right here in Melbourne. And we've got a returning guest, Gonzalo. Welcome back to the show, Gonzalo.
Hey, hi, everyone. Nice to be back here.
And we have a guest coming on the show for the first time. Welcome to Freedom of Species, Savannah.
Hello, kia ora. Thank you for having me.
And I am Nick, and I guess I should state up front as well that, Savannah and Gonzalo are both involved with organising the festival. I am as well, for full disclaimer, as well as being a Freedom of Species host. But we will start the show before we get into the festival, because it is Savannah's first time on the show. Maybe you could talk a little bit about how your thinking and actions have changed towards animals over the years. So that like could be or could include a vegan story, but it could be broader than that as well. Like maybe you're already thinking that way, you know, as a kid or long before you went vegan. So turn the clock back as far as you like, but how your thinking and actions have evolved over time in terms of animals.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll turn the clock back to, so I'm originally from Aotearoa, New Zealand. I've been in 5 months now, and I'm enjoying it a lot. But so I grew up in South Island in Dunedin, and we had a little house, like a lifestyle property. And I always grew up around like a lot of dogs. My mum had like a dog homestay business, and we had a lot of chickens and sheeps. And I kind of grew up in the meat eater family. And then when I was kind of in high school, I started realizing what eating meat involved, and I never kind of put two and two together. I realized I went to a Bristol course once and a girl told me to watch the movie Okja, and so I went and I watched the movie Okja, and it's such a, you've talked about it before on the radio show, it's such a kind of fantasy dystopian film, and you see this connection that this girl has with this kind of pig-like creature. And then that just kind of made me reflect back on all the animals and sheep that I've like grown up with. And we had lambs and stuff that we used to nurse and look after. And then I just was like, no, I can't, do it anymore. So then I kind of went vegetarian from that moment. And then the past 5 years, I've been vegan since moving. Yeah, I moved to Wellington, North Island in New Zealand for university. And I thought it just makes the most sense to go vegan. I don't want to support the dairy industry and stuff like that. So I think just having the close connection to animals growing up and realizing what harm it was having them on my plate, I realized I didn't want to support that anymore. And I just love, animals. There was a moment when I'd finished uni and I was traveling around by myself in the North Island, and I had my own van, and I got a really nice opportunity to visit different like animal sanctuaries. And I just love cows. They're my favorite. And to see cows that are like 4 years old and they're just massive, because normally we don't really let them get to that size. They're normally like culled before they're two, I believe, was pretty magical. And to look in their eyes, I was like, oh, I just, that made me just more validated in my like choices and my like ethical life choices. And that's a bit about my vegan journey.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for that. And I was going to mention this a bit later in the show, but because you brought up Okja, which we covered on a recent show on Poker Face. So this was a show 26th of October 2025, Poker Face and Representations of Vegans in Pop Culture. I just wonder, yeah, there was kind of like a correction on that show from a listener and former host, Adam. So basically on that show, we just were reading an article about Poker Face and veganism. And yeah, we read from that article, in Great Britain, the police there recorded 172 hate crimes against vegans from 2015 to 2020. And my partner, Katie, who is a lawyer, but not a lawyer in the UK, was like, well, it's probably not technically a hate crime because it's not a protected group. And Adam was saying, yeah, it's not a hate crime because, Adam was saying it is a hate crime because veganism is a protected group in the UK. And so I did look into that. And so the article linked to in the somewhere linked to in the article we were reading from, which was an article from the Vegan Review on that, basically clarified that. So in January 2020, a tribunal, again, this is in the UK, ruled that ethical vegan is a philosophical belief and is so protected by law under the Equality Act 2020. So that this means that it is officially illegal to discriminate against someone who holds this belief. It is actually a protected characteristic, which is why the police have that data on it. But I want to briefly mention that. But starting off, we want to talk a little bit about some of the movies that have influenced us. And Savannah's perhaps already touched on that a little bit. But Gonzalo, is there a movie for you that was influential?
Oh, this is a really interesting question, and I feel like there's probably not just one movie, but several movies that have been influential to me, especially on my journey into veganism. And it's probably one that many would find difficult to watch, and that is the documentary Earthlings. From what I remember, I only saw it once, and I saw it when I was already vegan, back in 2010 at university. The club that I was involved in was the University of Melbourne Animal Protection Society, and we were screening this film for students. I hadn't seen it beforehand, but it was 2 hours of a very graphic footage of the way in which humans use, but probably more appropriately abuse, animals across various sectors, particularly the food system, entertainment, scientific research. And the film is narrated by Joaquin Phoenix, very influential vegan actor, and music is by Moby, and it was directed by Sean Monson back in 2005. So I saw it in 2010, and I was already vegan by then, but it really I think just did the job of consolidating my veganism. And it's one of those films that is very difficult to watch, but it's in the spirit of bearing witness to the suffering of animals, and it's a film that I would find challenging to watch again, which is why I've only ever watched it once. And I think these are important documentaries. But I will just say that for the film festival, we're not showing Earthlings or Earthling-like films. We want to try to create a more inclusive and positive kind of cinema going experience for people. But having said that, there is a place for these kind of documentaries in the world, and the work that activists do in exposing and bringing these things to our attention is incredibly vital and important. So that's the documentary that I will kind of put out there as a documentary that was really important in my journey. And if I can, I'll just add a couple more.
Maybe before you get to that, have you seen, because that was going to be mine as well. Earthlings was going to be mine. There we go. Have you seen Earthlings?
No.
Right. Okay.
You
probably don't need to.
Savannah has been watching Dominion.
Oh gosh, recently,
is the modern kind of Earthlings
and Australian
of our times,
as well.
And Australian. Yeah. So, yeah. And I haven't. seen Dominion.
No,
I feel like once I've seen one cruelty documentary in my life, that's kind of all I need to see.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, kind of watching TV exposés of undercover investigations is a different category.
Mm.
But sorry, Savannah, go
no,
on.
No, you're good.
You've been watching Dominion.
Yeah, I started watching the first part of it basically because I was doing like a little sound design project. And I was trying to create like an atmosphere for a slaughterhouse, and then I needed to do a bit more like research into what that may sound like because I've never been there myself. And yeah, because it's I didn't realize it was all focused on Australia.
Mm.
And I was at the Vegan Veg Out in Thorndon for the Nup to the Cup, and I saw like
in
a sticker. Yeah, on Thornbury, not Thornbury. And it had a sticker saying don'twatch.org, and I was like, oh, what's that? And then I started like seeing it, and then there was the Dominion movie, and I'd heard people talk about it. So I watched the first. I think it's really amazing how much footage they got and how many cameras were hidden. And I think I'm not entirely sure how long they filmed it for or if there were people undercover there, but they, I think it's just amazing how much footage they got, and you're able to see for each different type of animal or type of trade, whether it's like meat or dairy. It's, kind of educational. I've never seen that before. So I've gotten about halfway through, and then I was like, whoa, because it gets quite graphic. And so I will continue watching it, but no, very educational. I'd say Australia and New Zealand probably have similar trades and similar legislation, but I'm not entirely sure. Probably need to do a bit more research there. But
Yeah, I feel like Earthlings for me, I can't quite, I have seen it twice actually, but I can't remember whereabouts I was, whether I was a new vegan or there was a period where I was between vegetarian and vegan. I can't quite remember where I was in that journey, but I was definitely either nearly vegan or newly vegan. And I do feel that sort of emotional connection with animals. I feel like that really, again, sort of helped with becoming not just a vegan, but like quite a strict vegan, I guess, like seeing the animal behind the product, not just like, oh, this is something I probably should avoid. Like, this is something I'm not like, I'm not going to consume at all. And yeah, I also, yeah, similar to what you both said, I feel like at this point in my journey, I don't need to see that kind of thing. I agree with Gonzalo. It definitely has its place, but I feel like since that more emotional connection, which I think is important, but I guess I'm much more guided by more animal rights philosophy in terms of like the animals are sentient and shouldn't be used as things. And like how we treat them is kind of really besides the point for me at this point. It's more about the fact that we are using them as objects in the first place. So I don't really need to see any cruelty footage, which is again why I'm glad that the Animal Liberation Film Festival kind of doesn't have that focus, because I feel like a lot of us probably don't. There is, again, people who need that footage, but probably a lot who will be going to Animal Liberation Film Festival maybe don't need to or want to, or it might even be counterproductive to watch really graphic footage as well. So yeah, we'll talk about some of the offerings.
Absolutely.
But
and I think as we've said before, we're really showcasing an animal liberation film festival, not an animal cruelty film festival. But I will just plug one film that is showing there.
Yeah.
And because we're talking about Earthlings.
Yeah, yeah.
The director of Earthlings, Sean Monson, has made a short documentary called The Heart Whisperer, which will be screening at ALF, the Animal Liberation Film Festival. But it follows an activist and her activism using archived clips and interviews to tell a really important story of this person who's played a central role in the American animal rights movement. So yeah, that one is it's a 16 minute short. So but yeah, it's interesting. We've come full circle Monson right now. So
yeah, well, that might be a good time to take our first song, actually, and then we can possibly get onto some more movies from Gonzalo or possibly into the festival itself. But we're going to start off with a song by Los Fastidios, who is the artist who plays our opening introductory song. So yeah, they are an Italian band, and the song is in Italian, but they do have lots of political music, lots of animal rights music, anti-fascist music, etc. But yeah, the music is in Italian, but I think listeners will be able to pick up the chorus and definitely get on board with the sentiment of the song anyway. So yeah, Los Fastidios and Cruelty Free.
Freedom of Species thanks Animal Free Science Advocacy for their financial support of this program. Animal Free Science Advocacy works to create a future where no animals are harmed in the name of science, and scientific progress is advanced through animal-free research methods. Become a member today by visiting animalfreesci.org.au. That's animalfreesci.org.au.
Welcome back to Freedom of Species on 3CR Community Radio. Today we're talking a bit about the Animal Liberation Film Festival. And yeah, we'll get straight into some of the details of the festival. Gonzalo, do you want to talk about, dates and those kind of things?
Absolutely. Thanks, Nick. So just more broadly, what is the Animal Liberation Film Festival?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah, so it is, I'm very proud to announce, Melbourne's latest and newest event committed to showcasing creative and thought-provoking screen experiences that promote animal rights and vegan action. So it is taking place on the 5th and 6th of December, Friday night and all of Saturday at Cinema Nova in Melbourne. Cinema Nova, what a beautiful place to have a film festival.
Classic cinema, yeah.
Institution here in Melbourne. Yeah. So we're really lucky to be able to have the film festival there. We've got nearly 20 films screening. Okay, so a lot of them are going to be. It is a lot. But we've curated this from a big pool of submissions that came from around the world and Australia. We spent hours poring over this, and we're bringing you the best.
And I as someone who played a very small role in reviewing some of the films, I am very pleasantly surprised about the quality of the films we submitted, but that are part of the festival, but also, like, the quality is so good that some of the ones that were rejected, I was like, wow, that was really good, which shows the quality of the ones that are screening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. If we had longer, if we had more days, we could show more. Mm. But, yeah, it just goes to... I think it really demonstrates that we're dealing with a collection of emerging and established filmmakers that know what they're doing. Mm. And I'm proud to say we've got a collection of feature-length films, feature-length documentaries, short documentaries, short films, short animations, short experimental films, and one feature film that's about vegan zombies.
Vegan zombies.
Well,
I'm so excited for that one.
It's a vegan zombie film. It's a vegan zombie film. And we're going to talk about that later, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So just, and last thing, on Friday night, 6:30 to 8:30 is when we're launching the film festival. And who else but Peter Singer is going to be there to launch this. I mean, the festival is named after the book that he wrote in 1975. So his book isn't a movie, but that, I think, has played such a fundamental role in shaping my beliefs and the beliefs of so many people that it was befitting to name the festival after the book, but also just the wider movement, the ethos of animal liberation. So he's going to be there launching the festival and talking about reflecting on the 50 years since he wrote the book, right? We're coming up to the 50th anniversary since he wrote this groundbreaking book. He's going to be reflecting on where the movement is at, but he's also going to be reflecting and offering his thoughts on the power of cinema as well. So I think I'm really interested to see what he has to say. And I know that we're going to have such an amazing night then. Really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do think movies are really important. And I think philosophy is really important too. But I feel like philosophy, like I enjoy reading animal rights philosophy, but I also realize that's probably more of a niche thing, whereas I feel like movies, documentaries can reach a much larger audience, particularly things like, I feel like the vegan zombie film, I feel like really could, like, yeah. I don't even know if we want to, like, get into that preview and discuss that one or keep it for later. I don't know how you...
Keep listening, folks. We'll come to it in a moment.
We'll get to that. Okay, yeah. Well, should we do the animal noise then? Do you want to talk
about
that?
We're giving away two tickets.
Well, yeah.
We're going to give away two tickets to a very, very, I suppose, positive and I would say, a G-rated kind of film, 25 Cats from Qatar. Mm. And a short animation called Not a Rookie Sandpiper, which I watched again this morning, and it is such a beautiful animation. But yeah, we'll get into explaining a little bit more about what the 25 Cats from Qatar is. I believe we've got a trailer.
We do, yeah.
So we can show that later. And,
okay.
But we're going to give away two tickets.
And so. from I've only seen the preview for that one, but it did look very sort of powerful and uplifting, but also not Earthling style as well.
Not at all. No. The documentary follows a Midwestern cafe owner who also runs a cat rescue in the cafe, who travels all the way to Qatar to rescue and bring home 25 cats for adoption.
Mm.
Right. So it's a really heartwarming. Yeah. If you're a cat lover, if you're an animal rescue lover, if you are curious even about these things, you will really love this documentary. And I learned so much about Qatar, Qatarians, expats, international people living there that just are doing this on their own time, with their own resources, rescuing and giving aid to street cats there. Mm. So just a quick stat, Qatar has a home population of about 3.12 million people. The street cat population there is also around that number. So it's around 3 million cats.
Wow.
Jeez. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So there's a huge problem there with street cats, and the documentary goes into this about why that's the case. But I think it just shows the remarkable work of ordinary people working day and night to help cats, and you'll come across some really amazing individuals, as well as following this this person who's traveled all the way from America to rescue some cats.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's so exciting. No, it looks nice because that's the Saturday one from like 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Yeah,
isn't
that's
it?
Right. Yep. That's right. So
the ticket
it's a child friendly event, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Cats and animation.
So child friendly.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's I think it's such a heartwarming and uplifting story, right? Mm. So this is very much for everyone, right? The festival has films for everyone, and there's something for everyone here. So yeah, I can't wait to see this one again in the cinema.
Yeah, there seems to be such
something about seeing a film on the big screen compared to seeing it on your computer, on your TV. It's just a different experience, and I think that's what we all need to. I love going to the cinemas to support that.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to play an animal noise as we often do in our trivia shows, and the first one to text in the correct species wins two tickets to 25 Cats in Qatar. So I'll give before we play the noise, I will read out the number to text in, and that will come up on the screen here. So the number to text in, if you get your paper and pen, your phone ready, 0488 809 855. I'll play the noise and then I'll read that out one more time. But here is the noise that you're guessing.
Wow, what an interesting noise. Hey, I wonder what that could be.
Did one of you sneak into my room last night and record me snoring?
Yes.
That's
a trick question.
It's not Gonzalo.
So I'll give that number one more time. For anyone listening live, you can text in right now, and the first to guess it, again, gets those two tickets. The number again, 0488 809 855. So we'll keep your eye out for your texts. So should we get into some of the films from the festival? Yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah. Should we start off with the A44 maybe?
Why not?
Yeah, okay. So why we'll play the preview as a way to get into it. So this is a trailer for A44, vegan zombie film. I think that's about all we need to say. Yeah.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here in Amherst. We do have some breaking news to report. There are several reports of what appears to be a stomach bug going around. Now, experts are not quite sure of the cause, but an investigation is underway. You are being advised to use discretion and stay home if you aren't feeling well.
I'll be back.
Cell mutations. If we consider a virus to be similar to a eukaryotic cell, where would the actual mutation originate? Is there something important outside, Harley?
Never mind, I guess it's nothing.
Dude, it's like a ghost town in there. Everyone's going home sick or something.
Now we have eyes on the ground at Amherst General reporting live. Let's see what's unfolding. Pat, what can you tell us?
Hey, how do you think they actually get the milk out of a note?
Maybe we can get together sometime and cook up some vegan cheeseburgers or something.
Yo, bro, I left my wallet in your truck.
What the?
Get these things! Hey, we need backup!
People are complaining of dizziness and stomach pains. People are, oh my God, what are you doing?
That's gotta be it, right?
Okay, wait, what do you mean?
No!
So? Don't eat animals, fools.
Don't eat animals, fools.
Oh, I'm excited to
Hopefully
see this one.
Hopefully those things don't want to eat us, too.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this one. I feel like when we're thinking about animal liberation films, I just feel this is such a, like something's totally new in the space, or new to me anyway. Like it's very different to what I'd think of. Again, the first thing that come to mind are things like Earthlings and Dominion, and this is totally different. And I also have recently, fairly recently, got into watching a lot of horror movies, particularly sort of like A44 sort of alternative horror, I guess. I don't know if that's what you call it. But yeah, definitely have got into horror a lot more, so I'm really looking forward to this one.
I'm so excited for this film, Nick. You have no idea. It's where do we start with this one? So, I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but maybe I'll read the blurb because in case people didn't quite get the story from the trailer, the audio, which people should go watch. It's on YouTube, but let me read you the blurb, right? When a mysterious infection transforms a small town into a horde of flesh-craving zombies, a college student, played by Chris Cooney, becomes Amherst's unlikely last hope. And so Chris Cooney plays a vegan character. Well, he's vegan in real life, but he also plays a vegan character in the film. He's the college student. And with time running out and his mother missing, Harley, a.k.a. Chris Cooney, and his loyal German shepherd, Indy, team up with a group of friends and embark on a desperate quest for a cure. Their only lead, a defunded scientist with a fragile prototype antidote. Facing impossible choices in a town consumed by madness, Harley must confront his deepest fears to save everything he holds dear. I mean, if that doesn't make you want to go see this film, right? What it's the first feature film that is pro-vegan, has a vegan central character, talks about veganism and animal rights throughout, right? You would have heard from the trailer talking about, you know, don't eat animals, fools. Can we go, how about we hang out and make some vegan cheeseburgers? There's absolutely no meat in the movie itself, right? You'll see characters at a diner, but they're all, I mean, they, in the film world, they're eating meat. But that's... They actually,
it's all impossible
Beyond Burgers that they're consuming. So, it's the first feature film of this kind that's not a documentary, because we've seen lots of animal rights vegan documentaries. We're showing them, and as we said earlier, there is a place in the world for them of all kinds. But this is really, really unique, and. Yeah, I think the story behind A44 is as impressive as the movie itself. It was first conceived back in April 2009, right? Wow. So it's like 16 years in the making.
Wow.
And Chris Cooney, who runs a YouTube channel called The Vegan Zombie, has, and he's, you know, done cooking, released cookbooks and whatnot. Check out his YouTube channel. It's really, really great. He poured himself into this project. So he's the director, the writer, the actor, and the producer, and the editor.
Oh, wow.
He's just taking on such a mammoth task in making this. And, you know, if he was here, I'd say, you know, he should be immensely proud of this. It's no easy thing to make a feature-length film. Less so, I think they had a budget of like $75,000 that they crowdfunded, right? And it doesn't feel like that, though.
No, right? I've only seen the preview, but it did look something like, it looked very professionally done. It looked like something I'd want to see, even besides a vegan message. I kind of imagine that there could be something out there where someone creates something like this, and I'm like, I'm on board with the message, but I was like, doesn't really seem like a movie I'd necessarily watch for fun. But like, that actually just seemed really, nicely done.
It's I think just showcases what you can do on a budget. It is an example of independent filmmaking at its finest, right? So if you love and want to support indie films, if you want to support animal rights films, this is the film to go and watch. And I'm really excited to be I'm really excited to see it. Savannah, you haven't watched this film?
No, I haven't. I was never part of the selection process.
So I'm just what are your thoughts listening to all this?
This is my first time hearing the trailer. I mean, it sounds amazing. And like you were talking before about how we have documentary films like Earthling and Dominion, and it's quite graphic, but then this is like has up some graphic elements in it, but then also has its own like fantasy and horror. Yeah. I think that's
graphic in the sense of horror.
Yeah, right? And horror. There's no animals.
No, nothing like that. It doesn't show animal cruelty. But it is drawing on the tropes of the zombie horror genre.
Yeah.
And kind of subverting them. So
this is the first time I've ever heard of like a vegan zombie film. Sounds like a massive like a passion project that has paid off. I'm just excited. So that one's Saturday, 9 a.m. to 11 p.m.
9 a.m.
a.m.
It's a 14-hour film.
It's a director's cut.
This is such a good time. It's a late night, you know, horror film, and you can go in it with any kind of mindset. You could take it like really seriously or just have fun with it as well. And I think that's what the filmmaker has done here. You can see both sides of that.
Some comedy elements. There is definitely
some comedy and some goofiness, as well as like just the goofiness that you get with zombie horror films as well, right?
I do remember a friend had a T-shirt that said vegan zombie, and it was like grains rather than brains. And so I feel like the vegan zombie thing, I feel like had been spoken about a little bit, but someone's put it into practice. So it's great, We better take another song, actually. But before we do, we should play that noise again. We haven't got any texts in yet, so I'll give another reminder of the number 0488 809 855, and I will play the song again, not the song, the noise. So here it is.
Ooh, what could it be?
So what species of animal is that? Again, if you're listening in live, first answer right gets the 2 tickets to 25 Cats from Qatar at the Animal Liberation Film Festival. Give the number one more time, 0488 809 855. Text in while we're playing this next song. So the next song we're going to play is Get Up by Goldfinger, who are a band who are quite outspoken around animal rights issues. It's sort of a pro-animal liberation song, but particularly around animal experimentation. I do want to mention that there is some swearing, but more importantly, there are some relatively graphic depictions of harm to animals, particularly around animal experimentation in the song. So heads up to listeners about that. This is Get Up by Goldfinger.
Freedom of Species would like to thank Project Fresh Start for their financial support of this program. Project Fresh Start provides free plant-based food to the community, with a focus on providing healthy, fresh plant-based food and education around healthy eating and living in a way that sustains the individual, the community, the animals, and the planet. To find out more about our community lunches and programs, check out projectfreshstart.org.au.
Welcome back to Freedom of Species on 3CR Radical Radio. We are discussing the Animal Liberation Film Festival, which is coming up soon in Melbourne. And so one of the other movies we really wanted to highlight was The Dying Trade, one of the films showing. So Gonzalo, do you want to kick things off?
Thank you. So it's our opening night feature-length documentary. Mm. So Peter Singh is launching the festival. Then we'll watch The Dying Trade, which only goes for about just a little bit over an hour. Okay, so the film's about Jack Hancock Fares. So he's a British filmmaker, a YouTuber. I believe he goes by the name Humanitarian Hancock. I can't quite remember his handle.
Humane Hancock on YouTube.
Humane Hancock, thank you. So he's a vegan activist. He's been a vegan activist for quite some time. The documentary explores his relationship to his father, who works in a slaughterhouse, right? So it's a fairly, it's a fascinating deep dive into their relationship. It's thoughtful, it's intimate. It's about Jack's attempt to understand his father and kind of reconcile their beliefs here, and certainly Jack challenges his father, asks him to explain the rationale, right? His father, and I suppose Jack as well, comes from a long line of people who have worked in the meat industry, right? It's that story of, like, you know, my dad was a butcher, his dad was a butcher, and his dad's dad was a butcher, and suddenly gets to Jack and he's become vegan. And the documentary kind of goes into that. It also looks at there are interviews with other people who have one particular interview with a fellow who worked in the meat industry and worked as a slaughterhouse, and looks at the kind of psychological and personal toll it took on him. And there's an interview with Temple Grandin, very, I suppose, well-known animal welfare scientist, who talks about the conditions inside the slaughterhouse. And we'll also hear from one of the founders of farm animal rights movement. So there's actually a number of interviews in this documentary that make it really thought-provoking. There is a content warning on this one. There are some graphic images that come up. So there's footage of undercover investigations, but that's not what the documentary is about.
And maybe just while you're talking about, do you want to talk a little bit about the rating system? But basically that means that you won't unknowingly walk into a film like Earthlings, I guess. You want to talk a little bit about the color-coded thing?
Yeah, so we went to great lengths to develop a viewer-friendly and understandable review system, our advice classification system, right? So it goes by the traffic light system. Green is you're good to go, there's no animal cruelty. If there any kind of there may be some animated scenes that kind of reference that, but it's a fairly clean experience for anyone who might be sensitive to seeing animal cruelty. The next one is the orange system that we've got, right? So that there are some scenes that show, I suppose, animals dying. For example, there's a documentary called The Snake and the Whale where there's some beach stalkers, right? That received our amber warning there, as well as animals in captivity. And perhaps if the documentary or a film shows dead animals or animal body parts, we've given that an amber rating, and red is there to tell the viewer that there are some graphic images. They may be brief, but they're there nonetheless. And we've given context for all our traffic light advice, so it'll explain briefly why it received that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's only two films in the entire lineup that received a red classification, right? Mm. So that's The Dying Trade and Dogs in War in Ukraine, which is made by a Japanese documentary filmmaker who spent 3 years looking at animal shelters, dog shelters in war-torn Ukraine.
Mm.
And there's scenes of, unfortunately, some graphic scenes in that.
Mm.
But it's all contextual. Mm. It's not the whole, that's not what the whole documentary is about.
Yeah, and I haven't seen The Dying Trade, but it feels like, obviously you mentioned there were some cruelty images, but it seems like it's very much around this kind of personal story as well. Like it's not just something like Earthlings where it's kind of almost purely cruelty.
Correct.
Whatever.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so that's on opening night. And it'll be followed, or I think it's preceded actually, by a short animation called Planted, which looks at the life of Donald Watson, the English man who started the Vegan Society in 1944 and who really kicked off the vegan movement.
And created the term.
And created the word, yeah, vegan. Yeah. So, yeah, short animation, 13 minutes. I will just plug The Dying Trade one more time because Peter Singer, who is kicking off the festival, has said of The Dying Trade, quote, consequences that reach far beyond one family, a documentary that can change lives. That's from Peter Singer.
Mm. I think it will be really interesting to see because it's got the unique perspective. I'm sure like a lot of people that are vegan know people who eat meat and there's always a bit of a barrier there or a bit of tension. So I think it will be really interesting to see some conversations about this and kind of exploring those conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think we were talking off air earlier how we have family members in our lives that are more or less sympathetic to veganism. And I can't imagine having a conversation if my dad worked as a butcher or in a slaughterhouse, what that would be like, what that would do to our relationship.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's
sort of like the personal and the political coming together, I guess. Absolutely. Yeah. I will give one more, your last chance to text in about this animal noise. You've only got a few minutes, so make sure you text in. So I'll give it one more time. I'll play the noise and read out the one, number one more time. Here is the noise. And the number is 0488 809 855.
Should we give a hint, maybe?
Yeah, you can give a hint. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So I'm the one who chose the sound, and it is a species that is well known in New Zealand, and it makes the sound when it is having a bit of a tiff, a bit of a fight with another animal.
Yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see if we get get some text in, and maybe you can both remind before we go to that final song. Have a final look at the text in case there are any coming in. Savannah, any? We are fairly quickly running out of time, but in the last few minutes, do you have any movies you wanted to draw attention to?
Oh, okay. We'll speed round. Well, we've talked about on the Friday night opening, which is very exciting. And then on Saturday, we've talked about, yeah, if you guess the sound, you could get some free tickets for that Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
25 Cats from Qatar.
Yeah, 25 Cats from Qatar. Exciting. On Saturday, there's, The Snake and the Whale. That's another feature documentary, which is going to be exciting to see. And it's about the salmon trade. It's got orcas in it.
Yeah. And the damming of a river that's threatening the livelihoods of... livelihoods might not be the right word, but it's threatening the orcas that rely on wild fish and whatnot. So
it's got a gorgeous poster that I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, it's probably one of my favourite ones.
By now John Carlos Frey, who's a 6-time Emmy Award-winning documentary filmmaker and investigative journalist and author.
Yeah,
that's amazing that we've got his lovely film to show. Then on Saturday, we've got at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., This one, oh, we've got some 20. It's experimental one. Living Lessons in the Museum of Order.
Oh, yeah. So that one's paired up with The Snake and the Whale.
Ah, right?
Because
that's
about captive dolphins and orcas.
Mm.
So it's a real, orca and dolphin themed slot there.
Yeah, so we've got some cool documentaries on the Saturday. And then we've also got Saturday Shorts, and that's from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
So excited about this.
Yeah, so there's like a stop motion one called Kindness Town, which is exciting. I think it's to do with some of the characters. They realise that the clothes that they're wearing are made of animal products something. Like, I won't spoil it, but that's exciting. And then there's, I see one, I Feel Like a Piece of Meat, which is...
Yeah, it's an experimental film as well. Yeah.
And then there's another animation called How We Hamsters Die. Oh, yeah. But it's got the green light. So
it's an educational film.
And there's even, there's quite a few more for those Saturday shorts as well. There's a Vermin and Runt and the Heart Whisperer. There's some really good photos. If you check out the program, you can find it online on our website, but it's got a lot of details there.
What's the website, Savannah?
It's called ALFF.com, maybe?
.org.au.
There we go.
Yeah. Because we are, little plug there. You know, we've got .org because we're a not-for-profit and registered charity.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, this is...
I'll make sure I put a link to that in the notes. So if you listen to the podcast version, you go to the notes and be able to find a link to that website as well. I'll also put a link there to the Facebook event page so you can kind of be reminded of it and that kind of thing. And also if you go to the Freedom of Species Facebook page, if you have any trouble finding it, you go to our recent post. I've shared it there as well. Yeah.
On Wednesday, I know we're going to run out of time soon, but on Wednesday I'll be at... Welcome to Thornbury's The Vegan Veg Out, where we'll be promoting the Animal Liberation Film Festival. Vegan Veg Out recently hosted Nut for the Cup, so very welcoming, inclusive place for vegans, vegetarians, and veggie curious people. Savannah, you were there.
Yeah, I checked it out last week. Can guarantee really good food.
Yeah, great food, great atmosphere, lots of things to check out. We'll be there, so come say hi. And I think we're going to be giving away 2 more tickets there as well.
Yeah, if no one guesses this animal, we'll be giving them away there. So please turn up.
Do you want to reveal the animal? Because no one.
Okay, right. Let's reveal it. Well, it is in fact a kiwi, New Zealand's most treasured flightless bird. And they sound beautiful normally, but then if they have a little scrap with one another, they can be quite territorial. So then that kind of sound that they make is them essentially hissing, and in the video they're just running around in the bushes, kind of pushing each other away. Maybe they were, I don't know what they're fighting over, but they became friends in the end, I'm sure. But that's
all right.
You come to Veg Out, then you can get some tickets there.
I think that's everything. Again, we'll put, was there any very quick final things or?
The Saturday night short. So there's actually 9 short films altogether, which is really exciting. The last 3 that I didn't mention the name is The A Promise of Paradise and Foundation and I'm Trying, which I believe are all documentaries as well.
You watched I'm Trying, Nick.
I did. Yeah, that was one where I think it was the first one I saw and I didn't quite know what the movies would look like. When I watched it, I was like, wow, this is exactly the kind of movie I would think would be at an Animal Liberation Film Festival. There's all different types as well, but I thought it's just such a great fit for the festival, really well put together. Cool. All right, well, thanks for joining me, both of you, and we hope to see you at the festival, which again is on Friday and Saturday 5th to 6th of December at Cinema Nova. Gonna
tickets and program on alf.org.au.
Don't put .com.
not .com.org.au.
We're going to finish up with the song Yuppie Kids by Shoreline. They're a band who are quite outspoken about animal rights issues, but also other social justice issues, anti-racism, etc. But this song has kind of a reference to veganism. Just because we outsource the thrill doesn't mean that we don't pay the bills. So sort of talking about the idea of like paying someone else to do the dirty work for us, I guess. Stay tuned for Rotations to hear some more music from different presenters across the 3CR network. Stay tuned. Thanks.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.